Come to order. Do we have a quorum present? One, two, three, four, five, six. Secretary, call the roll for purpose of establishing a quorum.
Scutia?
Here.
Scutia here. Cox?
Here.
Cox here. Alarcon? Batten? Bowen? Bowen here. Dunn? Dutton?
Here.
Dutton here. Kehoe?
Here.
Kehoe here. Murray? Semidian?
Here.
Semidian here.
All right. The first bill, AB 1362 by Levine. Is the author here? All right. Next bill, SB 423 by Semidian. It's 29.10 hearing members. This bill was not heard in committee in its present form, so we have to hear it. We cannot make any amendments. It's on concurrence. We can only make a motion to pass to the floor or keep it in committee. Mr. Semidian, please tell me why this bill is so important that we have to have one of these hearings.
Funny you should ask, Madam Chair. First, a thank you to your staff who's been working with my staff on this bill since May, when the bill was amended to take substantially similar form. Your staff had frankly the same view that we did, which is if there was a way to do this without legislation, we ought to pursue that. Ultimately, it was determined that the only way we could allow energy providers to make a gift of energy, given current state law, was by legislation. And so what we ended up doing was a bill that, as you have before you, while it grew out of a local circumstance, is generic in its application. I was approached by folks from the Emergency Housing Consortium, who served the homeless in my district, as well as the Second Harvest Food Bank, who obviously served the hungry in my district, because they had been approached by Calpine, who wanted to make a gift of energy to them. And it was discovered that while Calpine had been doing that in Texas, I believe, that reading of our statutes precluded them from making such a gift. So the bill is drawn so that an energy provider can make a gift. I want to be very clear, however, about the fact that all of the other costs are, of course, borne by the party receiving the gift. And the gift can only go to a 501c3 nonprofit or charity.
So what other costs is the charity going to bear?
For example, transmission costs are still the obligation of the recipient. Public goods charge is still the obligation of the recipient. The payback on our statewide energy costs from the energy crisis of 2001. So the only thing that can be gifted is the energy itself as a pure gift. Any other cost that any other consumer would incur, the recipient will, of course, incur in this case. Yes. Madam Chair, this may help assuage any concerns you or committee members have. In the Assembly, in Appropriations, amended this to be a three-year sunset. So if there are issues that arise, we'll have to deal with those, with a three-year sunset. So I think that hopefully will assuage any concerns anyone has about what is admittedly a little bit of charting new territory.
All right. Any witnesses in the bill?
Given the hour, I did not call witnesses.
Madam Chair,
there may be some here.
A question from Senator Kehoe and a question from Senator Cox.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Semidian, not only a nonprofit, but one that serves the poor, the elderly only, so there's some qualifications even within the nonprofit.
That's right.
And I think it's still not clear to everyone that we're avoiding cost shifting and that we're, you know, not falling into the generic direct access discussion.
That's right. The language was crafted specifically. We had two very full hearings at the Assembly Utilities and Commerce Committee in order to get to that place. That committee was concerned, as you are, about making sure that the language was clear, that we weren't trying to revisit the direct access issue, which we are not, and which the bill's language
makes very clear. Any additional questions, Senator Cox?
Madam Chair, let me just ask with respect to the rates and the gift. Calpine was going to make the contribution at their wholesale price or at their retail price?
The point, I think, is, in fact, that they're going to make a gift of the energy, and the energy doesn't have a price attached to it. It's however much energy they gift.
Yes.
And then, of course, there are those other charges which would be borne by the recipient.
But is it a situation where...
It's a little, excuse me, Mr. Cox, it's a little as if I had a shoe factory, and rather than giving you some money, I said, oh, you've got 10,000 folks who need shoes, I'm going to give you 10,000 shoes. I don't give them to you at the wholesale or the retail, I give you the 10,000 shoes. But if there's a shipping cost, we still have to pay the shipping cost. If there are taxes, we still have to pay the tax.
But in all fairness, Senator, the Calpine or whomever will take some sort of expense for this particular gift, and my question to you is are they marking you up at retail, or are they giving it to them at wholesale?
I don't know, and presumably that's a matter of tax law that they'll have to comply with, sir. I do have witnesses, Madam Chair, notwithstanding that.
I have a question.
Senator Bowen?
This is a procedural question. Senator Simidian referenced a couple of hearings in the Assembly, but I can't tell from the bill, but it appears to me that it was, that nothing regarding this subject matter was in this bill in any policy committee in the Assembly. And the committee staff raises policy issues that I would have hoped would have been addressed.
Respectfully...
Is that incorrect?
The bill was amended on May the 11th, if you look at the bill history, and as of that point, it became a bill about this subject. Subsequent amendments, as you'll note, are June 20, August 7, August 22, and August 24, an attempt to address issues. But on both occasions, when it was heard in the Assembly Utilities and Commerce Committee, it was substantially similar to this language, and the discussion there was about...
But we never heard in this committee.
No, but Senator Bowen asked about the Assembly side, and yes, it was heard twice on this topic in the Assembly side, Senator.
All right. I mean, you just, when you get a bill that's had this many amendments, it's really hard to tell which crossouts came at which point in the history.
I understand. And as I said, we got...
All right. Any additional comments, witnesses?
Madam Chair, members, Roxanne Miller representing the City of San Jose. We see this as a very important bill, particularly for meeting the utility needs of our extremely low housing centers in San Jose. This can make or break
the
opportunity.
Thank you. Next witness.
Rena Venturini on behalf of the Calpine Corporation. We're in support.
Any additional witnesses? Any more comments from the members? What's the word, Senator Alarcon?
It's a 501c3, and as you'll see, and I want to double check where my language is, there's also specific reference to
serving the poor.
Thank you. Serving the if they were serving the poor or homeless and it was a 501c3, that's conceivable, but it would have to meet that definition. And again, this is at the, I mean, it simply allows someone to give energy to a nonprofit that serves folks who are in that definition.
I'm sorry, Manager, I don't want to belabor this. I know it's a hearing on concurrence, but why just the poor or elderly, as you know, based upon all the possible good works, why did we draw the line there? I'm for the poor and elderly,
right?
Don't forget me. But
and the answer is because the Assembly thought that they wanted to narrow the bill. I think there's been some concern about the fact that we're treading in a new area here post direct access. So I actually had originally drawn the bill, members, to be a district bill. The concern was expressed in the Assembly that if it was a district bill, we might then see six other Eager Beaver offers, Madam Chair, come forward with bills that represented only their district. And I think it was their view, look, let's find out how we want to do this. Let's provide a way for people to do this.
I'm appalled at their lack of faith in the system.
And then the follow-up, Mr. Murray, was to say, we're going to make this a three-year sunset so that if these kinds of questions arise, we'll be forced to confront them.
All right, move it, just because I'm for all Sumidian
bills. Your eyes are glazing over. You're going to lose votes. We do have opposition. Please come forward.
Madam Chairman and members, Carolyn McIntyre on behalf of Sempra Energy. We do oppose the bill. While we do support reinstating direct access, we oppose a piecemeal approach to doing so. And even though the bill has been narrowed to apply only to low-income and elderly, we still believe that potentially opens it up broader than maybe the senator intended. For example,
How is it going to impact you unless you were to donate to a nonprofit? If you don't want to donate, then it doesn't impact, right?
It does take load off of the system that we have contracted to serve.
Mm-hmm.
You guys doing the donating, right?
No.
It's one of their suppliers doing the donating.
PG&E.
They're not donating to the poor, they're donating to organizations.
Correct.
And this has a sunset?
Yes, sir.
All right, so if we find that it's takes a large load off, it'll expire. Move the bill.
I mean, we have obviously a lot of programs, I mean, not a lot. I mean, we have the CARES program that Senator Cohen has established, and even then, you know, we're having great difficulty making that program, you know, reach its full potential.
Are you all right with this bill? I think it's great.
All right, we have a motion by Murray on the bill. Secretary, call the roll. Well, I'm sorry, Senator Bowen.
This bill goes to organizations. The CARE program deals with individual ratepayers, and this is about nonprofits, not individuals, right?
Right. Senator Dunn.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment very quickly before we cast a vote. As Ms. McIntyre knows, we oftentimes do not agree on issues. We do agree here. I do not think we can take a piecemeal approach to direct access. I think this committee is well aware that I would prefer to see absolutely, positively no DA whatsoever. And while I certainly believe in the organizations that can be benefited, I will be a no vote because I do not think this piecemeal approach.
Right, so the vote will be to either pass it to the floor or to keep it here in committee. All right, Secretary.
Madam Chair, could I offer one brief comment and close? Then I apologize.
Close, yes.
Thank you, members. I want to distinguish why I think this isn't about direct access. This issue came up in the Assembly, and I'm hoping I, because Senator Dunn is nothing if not open-minded. I can't sell liquor, just like people can't sell energy on a direct market. So if I go out and buy 10 bottles of liquor at Christmas and try and sell them, then I'm violating that prohibition. But if I go out and buy 10 bottles of liquor and I make each one of you a Merry Christmas gift, no one thinks I'm violating the law about selling liquor. They think I'm making a Christmas gift. And in this instance, the language of the bill has specifically stated at the beginning in the intent language that we're not talking about direct access, that we're talking about a gift. And the notion here is that it be very specific and narrow. So I think, particularly with a three-year sunset, PG&E has removed its opposition. We're down to one opponent. We got a 79-0 vote in the Assembly, and I would respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Those types of votes don't impress us.
I understand.
Senator Dunn.
I don't mean to get into a debate here, Madam Chair. My apologies. I know we need to move back to the floor. My only disagreement with Senator Smidian is, frankly, one could call that a rationalization. It still is a reopening up the suspension to DA, albeit for a very seemingly worthy cause. And I have consistently maintained in this committee an opposition to any suspension, even for the best of intentions, on DA.
All right. The vote is, if you vote aye, it's because you wanted to go to the floor. If you vote no, you keep it here in committee.
Thank you, Madam.
Secretary, call the roll.
Escutia?
No.
Escutia, no. Cox?
Aye.
Cox, aye. Alarcon? Batten? Bowen?
No.
Bowen, no. Dunn?
No.
Dunn, no. Detton?
Yes.
Detton, aye. Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Murray?
Aye.
Murray, aye. Smidian?
Smidian, aye.
Smidian, aye. Needs one more vote.
Needs one more vote. Has anybody voted?
No.
Alarcon, aye.
Oh. Alarcon, aye.
Alarcon, aye.
Good work. Goes to the floor. Thank you, Mr. Alarcon.
Mr.
All right. Next bill is.
Thank you for the hearing.
You're welcome. The next members, please, we have one more bill. AB 1362 by Levine. Is Assemblymember Levine here? He's been notified. He's just across the hall in the Assembly floor.
What's
that? Is Mr. Levine here?
Is this a staff person that's bashfully
Gina.
Walking up the
yes.
aisle?
No, she's not a staff person. Are you?
Well, she's UNC.
I don't have a letter. Mean adjourn.
Okay, good.